And now I go to the 25th Century Club outing. We have that every year.
Oh, what is that?
That's the 25-year people that have over 25 years. Uh-huh. We go on bus, and we have a big spread.
Oh, really?
And every year, and I've gone every year since then with a broken leg, a broken arm. And I have a picture of all the people that passed the 25-year service. I have it up on the wall.
And when did you finally leave GE? When did you retire?
I retired, I'm out 19 years. So I have a paper, 1977, I think, yeah.
How big a shop was it then? Had things started to slow down by then at GE?
Well, now there's about 100 people left. In fact, I went to a retirement party 2 years ago that one woman retired. But it's like the war. You have to have a pass. You have to have a guard take you into the shop.
Oh, really?
And come out. It's just like the war, the same thing, because that's when this woman took me down there. They escorted me in with the guard, and then when I was ready to leave, they brought me out.
Oh, really? And it hadn't been like that?
No, it's just that way about 2 years now.
Yeah.
I was surprised, too, because I thought we could just go in, you know? And now we have, when we go to the outing in Riverslam Farms, they have everything closed off. You get your bus right at the gate. That seems funny, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's see. I guess, you did mention the war there, if we can go back there a little bit. What was it like working there during the war? As opposed to during peacetime. Like, why was a place like General Electric, I think of, you know, light bulbs, radios, televisions, but you said you were making bazookas.
Yeah, that was on the one end of the GE on Boston, not Boston Avenue, Seaview Avenue. I worked in that 101.
Yeah.
And now they have that all down, and they used to have a hall there to get appliances, but now that's gone. So when I worked there, I worked 7 to 3, 3:30 to 11, 11 to 7. I worked different
shifts.
When they needed me, they put me on another shift. I was one of those go-getters, you know. They during the flood, I lived on Honey Spot Road at that time. I used to get a bus and go to the GE whenever there was any nasty weather at all. They could always depend on Helen.
You mentioned the flood. Was this during the 50s?
Well, it could have been. I don't know.
I'm trying to recall.
Yeah, because there was hardly any buses running, and a lot of people didn't go to the shop. And they were, but I went. I went. Yeah. Here I am.
Well, I guess, you know, you give them a good day's work for a good day's pay.
Well, the bosses told me, I was never fired,